Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. You know, Jimmy and Joanne have really experienced a lot of negativity. Negativity over the issue of, are they telling the truth? Who are they anyway? How did they get all this information? And if it weren't for Regina and Bergia, I don't think they would have gotten the start. I don't think they would have gotten access to the people. And I want to encourage you, if you have not already ordered the 3-hour DVD, to please order that. The story of what they saw happened in Libya is a story everybody needs to hear because they don't know that story. You're told the old Gaddafi's bad, United States is good, and therefore we must go and kill him and his people and bomb them into the Middle Ages. Now that's a story people need to hear. That's a story of the truth that they need to hear. And I commend them so much. And if you want to support them, go to Libyan War, L-I-B-Y-A-N, the war, or Libyan War, I'm sorry, Libyan War, the truth.com. Libyan War, the truth.com. It is a really tragic thing when we cannot get the truth to the people. And thank goodness that WorldNet Daily has done as much as they have done in Jerome Corsi. But I'd like to see them have more of a dent in telling the people what has really happened. It's a major, major breaking story. So please get that out. Also, remember, Power Hour has almost 20% off on everything. And I encourage you to please purchase from us. We're trying to make a record sale this week. We need to. You know, my having been gone has taken its toll on the Power Hour. And we need your support. And I'm not trying to plead poverty. We need your support to be able to keep on the air. So please support the Power Mall. And all of the people out there, they are having a challenge. Rebecca's pregnant and she is due the 4th. So she will be leaving on she's there today, if you can imagine that. If you want to tell her congratulations, you're a better woman than I am for what you're doing, working right up to the time of delivery. I know a lot of women do that, but she is amazing. And we thank her very much for going and for having done all the things that she has been doing for the Power Hour. She'll be going and having a baby any day now, a little boy, and we want to support her and thank her for all that she has done for the Power Mall and let her go be a mommy for a while. She needs to do that, and she has two beautiful daughters, so we're grateful for her. And just please remember the Power Mall. If you can make a donation to the Power Hour, that would be awesome. Now, a lot of people have emailed me and said, take donations. All right, well, here's the chance. Let's see how it works when we take donations. When we ask you to please support the Power Mall and help us out. You know, a lot of people are having challenges right now. And I just encourage you to support the radio show that you like best. And whatever show that is, I want you to support them because everybody needs support right now. I'm not just asking for support for the Power Hour. But we've never really done this before. We've never come forward and said, we're really trusting that you help us this week. And I know people don't like to hear that. But you can purchase at almost 20% off. Look at the spices we've got. Oh, my goodness. Garlic, onion, the chicken broth, the Herbes de Provence. That's Josh's favorite. My favorite is the Mediterranean seasoning. But we've got all kinds of spices. We've got the vegetarian burgers on special. Everything just about is on special at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 573-378-6049. Now, we're waiting for Jeff Rentz. Come on, Jeff. We are really looking forward to having you on the show. This is a really good time for me to be able to interview Jeff Rantz. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
The days of the Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is the third hour of the Power Hour, 8 minutes after. I'm so glad to introduce to our audience Jeff Rantz. If you're not familiar with him, you will want to be. Jeff hosts a website that is so well-known, Rantz.com. And he is the host, of course, of the Jeff Rantz program and the Jeff Rantz Network. He was under exclusive contract with major talk networks like Premier Radio Network and Talk Radio Network, TRN. And he decided the only real job security and freedom in this medium is to be found in working as an independent network. And to that end, he began his own network, the Rantz Radio Network, which is on 24/7, and we'll have the link so that you can listen to the Rantz Network. He is was an award-winning television news director, news anchor for over 10 years. He continually pushed for higher standards of journalism and responsible, intelligent reporting and inquiry, and regrettably, those goals were often at odds with the irrevocable TV news obsession for tabloid exploitation of the trivial, the tragic, and the sensational. And he joins us here today. We are so grateful to have Jeff Rantz. Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Hi, Joyce. There are very few people in the world that get up this early for.
That is so kind of you. I know you're at the you're on the West Coast.
You know, it's dark out.
Is it really?
Well, it's barely getting light.
Well,
there's clouds up there, but I never knew it was dark this. never mind.
I do thank you so much
okay.
for whatever it took to get you up this early. I've always wanted to have you on the show, and I'm so thrilled to be able to talk to you. You had me as a guest on your show, and I'm going to tell people again, because I tell everyone that if it weren't for you, probably the issue of the Gulf War illness would never have gone past us talking about it individually, because you're responsible for airing that information and for doing. We did a tour where I got to meet you and your wonderful daughter, and we were able to tell the story of what was happening with the Gulf War illness. And of course, then, you know, you were on Premier Network at the time, and that made a huge dent. And I can never say thank you enough, because
that's
seriously.
Listen. It was my pleasure, and you are one in the millions who could have done what you've done. To carry the load that you did and to make the effort that you did was, to me, so heroic. And I can thank you, and hundreds of thousands of veterans can thank you for what you've done all these years.
And now you see why I tell you he's got the best voice in radio. You know now, because if you haven't heard it, you have heard it now. Jeff, but you know what? I've got to say, though, that I thought you build a field and they will come. If I tell everybody what's going on, selling of biologicals and chemicals to Iraq just prior to the Gulf War, setting up our troops, they'll care. But it hasn't happened, has it, enough?
There are many reasons for that. Most pointedly, I guess, we could look at the government itself for the cover-up, the continual lies, the terrible VA policies toward people who are suffering, and the highest level disregard for human life. I don't know how else to phrase it. They just don't care.
That is true. That is true. These people's lives are at stake. They have kicked them to the side of the curb. But that's not the only issue. I mean, it's one issue. If our military will kill or maim our own people and then walk away and say, gee, we don't see a problem here, just, you know, and basically let them die, then what else are they capable of doing? And if I were to ask you what your number one issue is, of all, you know, of course, the Gulf War illness is mine, and the treatment of our military is my issue. What is your number one issue that has kept you going all these years?
A search for reality, and that we have a God-given birthright to know the history of our planet, the long term and the short term, and the simple fact that we are being lied to by every corporate media outlet you can imagine. The USDA, the FDA, the CDC, government outlets, it's just nuts. I started to figure it out in the late 80s, and I have never stopped looking. And the more I look, the more lies and deceit I find. And again, it's the same thing. How can a government allow things like aspartame, just as a quick example, to be certified? It's not a government. We're living in a corporatocracy, wherein the people, again, are simply end-line consumers, expendable, and they've been trained now through the school systems and the media to be reactive, drooling consumers. I'm not talking about your audience or mine. I'm talking about probably the great majority of people in this country who are living under great stress, great duress, and they just don't have time or the interest, frankly, to face up to the fact that our government has been taken over, that we've lost control of our country, our destiny, our morality, and basically everything that we had as children. It's gone, taken from us, or we've allowed it to be taken, or both. Mm-hmm. It's a combination.
By people that we call honorable that sit in Washington. You know, I want to ask you personally, because a lot of people that may not listen to you don't know your background, but you were a television news director. You were a news anchor for over 10 years. What was it, the issue, if there was any one issue, that put you on that search for reality?
That's an easy one. The trivialization of news by the electronic television media. I could see right where it was going. It started out as ambulance chasing. Now, basically, it's become hyper-sensationalized, and they just love tragedy and disaster. And you don't find much good news. Well, you find feature stories, but It was taken over. Our entire media, as you know, has been taken over by a handful of corporations in this country. And television news was, at one point, still able to present alternative views. No more. That's long gone, and I just wanted to be able to talk to people and have them think while I was doing it. When you stare at television, you know what happens. You're put into a trance within 30 seconds or even 10 seconds. The first time it takes a minute and a half. But the television itself puts you into a mindset, a deep theta, it's not delta, but it's down there. It's alpha, theta. And you no longer in that state of mind have an ability to pass moral judgment on what's going into your subconscious mind. It just pours in. And when I figured that out, I knew that we were in trouble. HD, of course, made everything much worse. Hmm. HD is so vivid in its colors. So now you add colors, and you add camera pacing, camera shots, camera angles. Then you put in the audio, which is cleverly crafted. Some of these 30-second and 60-second TV commercials are produced on the same basis as a major motion picture would be produced. They're mini, tiny, little nano pictures, motion pictures, movies, if you will. It's mesmerizing. I have trouble pulling, and I don't own television and haven't for 25, 26 years now. I have trouble when I look at the stuff pulling my eyes away from it. And I think there's something in HD, beyond all of those techniques, which are well known, that holds people in an electromagnetic sense. There's some frequency, some cadence being put out there that prevents you from pulling away. You even stare at the commercials with this blank, blind obedience that is quite frightening.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to talk radio because people were still listening. Theater of the mind. And we have a chance, you and I, to reach people who otherwise are gone. You can't do it. Television is the greatest and most powerful programming implement in history. It's awesome.
And a reason they call it programming also.
Precisely.
And I want to add that, right before you, Deborah Tavares, who is a favorite of the Power Hour, is on your network.
Yeah.
And your program airs. What time can people listen to you?
Oh, 7 to 10. That's Pacific time. 10 to 1 Eastern. And then it's repeated again immediately after that. The network runs 24/7, and I've got a roster of hosts. They're very remarkable, unique, individual people. And I even have David Duke on, and people don't understand that. But David has always been 100% honorable in his intent, and whatever he did 35 years ago, we all do strange things in life. He's a remarkable journalist and speaks for really all peoples. He's one, and I've got others. You would, I think, find very interesting. So you can go to rentsradio.com and find the whole network there.
Okay, rentsradio.com. And his website, of course, the incredible news that he has, rents.com. I'm curious about what David Duke does talk about on his radio show. What does he focus on?
The rights of all peoples to be equal on the playing field in terms of honoring their heritage and their history. That's his main message. And the fact that world Zionism, not talking about being Jewish necessarily, but world Zionism, which is a secular, non-religious movement of control, has taken charge of this country. And the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, AIPAC, is the most powerful lobby in our country's history. Most people in the Congress don't even get to run unless they pass muster for AIPAC, for example. The fact that we support a government in Israel that is quite clearly, without question, racist and notorious. They even have separate roads for Palestinians and Arabs that the Jewish people aren't allowed to use, or the other way around. So, I mean, it's a terrible situation what's happened to Israel, and he does speak quite a bit about that. But mostly about this government and the fact that it is not responsive to the people. The congressmen and senators are no longer really staying in touch and following their pledges and convictions upon which they run in terms of their constituents' wishes. They just don't do it.
You said a horrible situation has happened to Israel. Did you mean Palestine?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And you know, and once we mention the word Palestine, all of a sudden, you know, we get thrown into a category of people that are just really out there. How could anybody support Palestine? And I honor the people who talk about this because it is so important that we let people know that, you know, they are not knuckle-dragging people that we want to make out to look like they have no rights and they are just doing nothing but wanting to go to war and kill people. I think we know who that is on the other side. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Jeff Rentz. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Reimer.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Minutes after the hour, wherever you're, and we're so glad to have you join us today. I'm just on Rentz.com looking at an article by D.V. Kidd, Stop Donating to the Wounded Warrior Project, and in which she says that Wounded Warrior Project CEO confirms the organization is anti-gun and anti-knife. And, of course, I've told you my position on Wounded Warrior. I would never donate to that organization. But I just want to let you know that is on Rents.com. Joining us today is Jeff Rents, who has been in radio. I mean, he has been steadfast in his position in radio for so long, and so I cannot tell you how reputable he is, and his website and his news stories. Jeff, we were talking during the break of things that, of course, I want to talk about how serious you consider Fukushima to be, given you're on the West Coast. What are you learning about what's actually going on from the U.S. standpoint, and then also what's happening in Japan with respect to Fukushima?
Okay. Thank you for the kind words, by the way. I appreciate that very much.
Sure.
It's a situation out here that nobody knows about, fewer want to know about, and I would ask the listeners, how many news conferences have you seen or heard about that have been held by the EPA or the United States government or the CDC even about radiation and radioactivity coming over here from Fukushima? None. There hasn't been one. There has been nothing but silence. The individual citizen scientist has had to do the work, and what we have is what we have gathered for the most part by ourselves. The trickle of information that comes out from organizations like Woods Hole, Oceanographic Institute, and so forth, is tainted. There's one study underway where kelp has been gathered three times from 19 different locations over the past year. It's called Kelp Watch 2014, and the results are going to be released sometime this spring or summer. The sad part of it is, all the samples have been sent to UC Berkeley and are under the oversight and complete control of one man, Dr. Kai Vedder, who is so dumb that before the tests even began, the samples collected, he announced that, don't worry, we're not going to find anything for you to worry about. I caught that remark and put it up, and within a week he had to recant and said things like, well, of course, we don't know what we're going to find. And it was pretty stupid. What's happening in Japan? They passed a law over there called the National Secrets Law, which made it against the law in Japan for any media outlet to talk about Fukushima Daiichi, because it would be a national security issue in terms of scaring the public. So no information comes from the mainstream media over there unless it is vetted and released through the government. Everyone is afraid. The Japanese people are very much an obedient culture. They just do what they're told. No, there was in the beginning one national supermarket chain which put up signs about radiation in their stores. Those are long gone. The people continue to be fed and eat and consume radioactive foods and drinks. Japan is in serious trouble. Tokyo should have been evacuated. 30 million people should have been evacuated. But the country would never stand for that. They wouldn't admit to it. So they just knuckle down and deal with it. Mm. The amount of radiation coming across the Pacific doesn't stop at the West Coast. It's carried in the rainstorms. It's carried in the ocean currents. It comes up on the shore. There is a massive, enormous die-off in the North Pacific. We think the North Pacific is essentially already dead. There have been so many indicators that fish schools, fish species are virtually gone now. They're not locatable. Tests are continually being done on fish, sea lions, polar bears that they find that are suffering from hair loss, and all kinds of indications that what they're eating. Now, sea lions and polar bears are at the top of the food chain. Go to the bottom, which are plankton primarily, and algae. But plankton in the water will pick up some of these radiation particles, radionuclides. The little tiny fish eat the plankton. The bigger fish eat the little fish. Bigger fish eat those right on up. And each stage of the upward mobility of this process, the radiation becomes more concentrated in the fish species that eat it. So by the time it gets to the top, and the seals and sea lions, for example, eat them, they are eating very concentrated amounts of radiation each time they eat a fish. what's happened along the entire West Coast, especially the Southern California coast, is that the sea lion population is diminishing rapidly. They're finding hundreds and hundreds of dead sea lions. They're finding sea lion pups. No one's talking about radiation, though. They're saying, we don't know what's causing it. It could be a virus, could be a warming of the ocean waters, an acidification of the ocean, some lethal algae. They will not even mention the word radiation.
Mystery seal pup disease. We'll be back after this three-minute break with Jeff Rentz. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
After the hour, thank you for supporting the Power Mall. As we were saying, since I've been gone and taken some time off and had guest hosts and et cetera, I want to encourage you to please support the Power Mall. We need your help really, really badly. And we're having a sale February 2nd to 6th, and it's 20% off almost everything. That's off of our seasonings, off of our supplements, off of the hemp powder, off of everything that we've got, books, DVDs, at the Power Mall. And we always say, buy from the good guys. Whoever you think is a good guy, buy from them. And I encourage you to support the people that are doing the next right and honorable thing. And we hope that you think that is the Power Mall. 20% off almost everything. Not quite everything, because some of the there's not that much margin. But we encourage you to give us a call at 573-378-6049. And as I was saying on Jeff's show, you know, when Jeff was doing his show with Premier, there were very few people telling the truth, and that's why his was so attractive. There are other people now telling the truth. His is still as attractive because he continues to tell the truth. But we have it really good now because we have more people that are telling the same story. And we need you to support those people. And, you know, support Jeff Rentz, support the Power Hour, support whoever you believe in is doing the next right and honorable thing. Because these radio shows are not free. And they don't come to us just because somebody says, hey, you want to do a radio show and here you can have all this for free. I mean, somebody is paying for this, and we need your support. So give us a call and order from the Power Mall, 573-378-6049. Getting back to our guest today, former TV producer and news director, or news anchor, Jeff Rentz, we're talking about what is important to us today. And most of those things we're being lied about in the news media. Another one is Ukraine. Now, we were talking about Fukushima and the horrible problems from Fukushima, which I know that you've focused on, we've focused on. But Ukraine is just as big a lie, isn't it, Jeff?
It's terrible. It's the latest example of another coup d'etat, which was carried out by this alleged government of ours at the instructions of, aided and abetted by, and instructed by, World Zionism, International World Zionism. The same people who set up the nation state of Israel in Palestine, the same people who have stolen 95% of Palestinian lands, the same people who has as their obvious agenda the decimation of Palestinian people. This is a genocide we're watching. Now, Ukraine. We, through Victoria Nuland and a couple of her top-level henchmen, invested $5 billion in the overthrow of the legitimately elected Ukrainian government, which happened last year. In fact, Obama has now, in a de facto sense, admitted that we are involved in that coup. TASS is reporting this morning, and I'll just read a little bit of this. So it's a statement of U.S. President Barack Obama on the United Nations, or the United States' role in brokering power transition. That's a quote. In brokering power transition. See the semantic games?
Yes.
We were
yes.
engaged in a coup in Ukraine, confirms that Washington was involved in the February state coup of a year ago. So said Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, yesterday. Speaking about Obama's interview with CNN on Sunday, Lavrov said the U.S. leader confirmed that the United States has been, quote, since the very beginning involved in an anti-governmental coup, which Obama called, neutrally, a power transition. So there's an admission of what we know. Well, what's going on in Ukraine is to pressure Vladimir Putin, the drop in oil ordered by the Zionist-controlled banking cartel which runs the West, including our country. The oil price drop has specifically been ordered to try to break and destroy the Russian economic base. So Russia will have to go into a regime change. That's what this is all about. We're trying to force open, fully observable and recognizable Russian military intervention in East Ukraine. By continually killing people in Donetsk and Luhansk and other small towns that surround those large cities in the east. There is now, I call him Porkoshenko, not Poroshenko, I think he's a pig, the dupe puppet president of Ukraine. They've ordered up 100,000 draftees and conscripts in Kiev to go ahead and fight in the east. And they're going to try and roll through Donetsk and Luhansk. So 100,000 have been called up. Tens of thousands of draft-age Ukrainian men, which runs up to the age of, guess, 60. 60 years old, they're drafting. Mm. Tens of thousands have already fled to Russia. Vladimir Putin has said anyone who wants to avoid the draft in this illegal government's campaign to try to wipe out the eastern part of the country's independence, the republics there, Donetsk and Luhansk, can come to Russia and find refuge. And so many, many people in Ukraine, males up to the age of 60, have already fled and are in the process of fleeing.
amazing. And the story is so distorted, thanks to CNN and Fox and all the news media, just like everything else. I don't care if it's 9/11. I don't care if it's Oklahoma City bombing. We all could go over all those events and those issues.
Oh, exactly.
In which we've been lied to.
We're being lied to 24/7. And with this media combine that we have now, radio, television, and the print media, what's left of it, we really don't have much of a chance, except through the internet and programs like yours and on radio stations around the country. There are relatively few that are brave enough and strong enough and have the integrity enough to carry programs such as yours that do tell the truth. And I want to go back to what you said about your Power Mall. Whatever it is that Joyce has, if you want to continue to hear the truth, you folks must support that to the best of your ability. My sponsors keep me on the air.
Yes.
Her sponsors keep her on the air. No corporation, large corporation, is going to come to either one of us and say, would you folks like to have a radio show? We really like the truth. It ain't going to happen. So you've got to support the sponsors, and I hope you do.
That is so true, and I thank you for those words. I thank you all for all support you give to us, to Jeff, because this is a calling. There's a purpose here that people are doing this, and it's not because it certainly has a monetary goal in mind. You know, one thing about Jeff is that Jeff walks the walk, and I wanted to talk about him being a vegan for a minute, because a lot of people don't know people that really walk the walk when it comes to a vegan lifestyle. And I was fascinated when you told me that you kind of live on a drink. And I'd like for you to share that with the listeners and provide the recipe, if you don't mind. How long have you been vegan, Jeff?
20 years, more, 25
wow.
years. I stopped drinking milk in college when I found out that milk is bad news. If you go to a website, I'm sure it's still there, it's called notmilk.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one called nomilk.com. And just read that and understand what dairy products, all of them, do to you. You won't continue, or you shouldn't. And if you do, you're asking for big trouble. Clogged arteries. I mean, if you stop dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt, whatever, for 1 week, you'll see an incredible difference in how you feel. If you stop it for a month or so, you'll lose about a gallon of mucus from your entire body. It's not just when
wow.
you think of mucus in your mouth and nose. It's everywhere. And you will lose that. It will go away, and you will start to feel alive again. So dairy, I lost a long, long time ago. Meat followed that. I don't know how anybody can be... can morally look at the slaughter of billions. We killed 6 billion animals, from fish to chickens to cows to pigs, sheep, every year in this country, just for food. I don't know how you can do it. It's just not, to me, it's not okay. I'll just leave it at that. And there are people who talk about spirituality and spiritual things and then go out and eat a big steak.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, the two do not work. You're either spiritually free and liberated and understand how to take care of the planet and all living things, or you don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, Wayne Dyer said for him to continue to grow spiritually, he had to give up those things, which I thought was fascinating.
We will never advance as a species on this planet. In fact, we're regressing in terms of being controlled, but we won't advance until we stop killing and eating animals, especially the mm-hmm. higher animal life forms. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat grains and vegetables, because they're living too. They are. But that's a whole different story. When you eat a piece of beef that is factory farmed, which most of it is, you're eating sophisticated animal cells, which are full of toxins, poisons, herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, the residues of GMO corn and other crops that are now being fed to these animals. And you're eating them just secondhand. You still have to process them through your liver and kidneys, and that beats up your immune system. The amount of toxicity in our commonly available Great American Diet keeps your immune system tied down for most of the time. That's why people get sick so easily. Their immune system is busy fighting the food and the toxins in it that you eat to stay healthy. I mean, it's really ludicrous when you think about it. The food is that bad. You've got to learn to read labels. You've got to learn that natural flavors, when you see that on a label, is MSG. Mm-hmm. MSG is in so many products. The MSG industry went to the FDA and said, what do we have to do to get in here? And the deal was made. They said, well, if you simply take 100% pure MSG and cut it with 2% of anything else that's acceptable to us, in other words, 98% pure MSG, 2% something else, you can call it whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
So if you just do a search for MSG other names, start counting, you'll find 50 to 100 names that MSG at 98% pure strength is hiding behind.
My goodness.
Natural flavors being one of the most common.
Yes. I want to open up the phone lines and take a couple of calls, but the first one I want to take is from Hani Hanna in South Korea because he is such a fan of yours and has promoted your show on the Power Hour many, many times. So, Hani Hanna, you get in there first at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. All right, so day in the life of Jeff Rentz. What does Jeff usually, and what would be a normal day for you to eat? From the time you get up in the morning till you go to bed?
I realized years ago that I had to be, for me, careful about what I ate, or I would gain weight, I would not feel well, and I have to stay sharp. So I put together a nutrition drink, which I really need to update. I have it on my site under the New Earth page, but the ingredients have evolved beyond those that are up there now. I just don't have time to do everything I'd like to in terms of updating. But it's basically a drink. I used to put rice dream in it instead of dairy. Of course, I don't do dairy or water. But rice dream caved, and they put natural flavors in their product.
Ooh.
Whenever you add natural flavors, you can boost your sales 20%. Just you can almost count on it because MSG triggers your mind, goes right into your tongue, into your bloodstream, and it goes to the brain, and it triggers the brain to eat. It's an appetite trigger. That's what MSG does, and that's why so many people are overweight. They can't stop eating. Mm-hmm. They don't know why. They just can't. Foods taste too good.
That's right.
So anyway, I learned which supplements were critical, what doses I should put in the drink. I make a drink is what it basically is. I put raw organic coconut oil. I use Udo's oil, which is very, very good as a base, and I add protein via hemp powder, and then I start adding all the other things, supplements. And if the capsule is not a vegan capsule or a veggie cap, say with vitamin D, I'll pull the capsule apart and dump the ingredients into the drink in a blender, and I make a 2-day supply at a time, and so I'll have a couple of mugs of that a day, and I just go for years and years and years with that. Basically, if I have anything at all to eat, it'll be organic vegan salads, sandwiches, avocados. Once in a while I'll have a few eggs. They're all organic, free range, non-caged, hens only. I may sound like a purist, but I am, and I just try to do what I'd like others to do as well. Live by the golden rule and eat properly.
I like that. So a couple of mugs a day of that, and then you supplement it with maybe eggs, but maybe salad? Salads?
I do, occasionally, but I like hummus quite a bit. You can get some very, very good hummus, which has lots of good natural protein. Garbanzo beans are very good. There are many things that are good for you. You just have to read the labels. Yeah. You can even buy canned soups. They now have BPA, bisphenol-free cans. Mm-hmm. Amy's is the brand. You can buy any number of soups or beans,
I hate to interrupt. We got Hani Hanna on the line, and I know he's calling from South Korea. I don't want to hold him up, and we want to get back to this. But, Hani, you're on the air with a very special person to you, Jeff Rentz. Go ahead, please, Hani.
Hi, can you both hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Great. Well, as a Palestinian-American patriot raised on hummus.
Hani. Hello, Hani. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. How's it going?
Okay.
Having you both on the same show, I just had to call in and just express my appreciation for what both of you have done for, the Palestinian cause, or at least the truth. And as a Palestinian-American patriot, you know, knowing what World Zionism has done to Palestine, and seeing them, you know, starting to do it to America, which I'm, you know, also in allegiance to, you know, what can I say? But thank the both of you, and you know, I think your two shows are the two shows that sustain my daily life.
Oh, well, that's kind of you, but I think we ought to thank Henny for a lot of support he's given to you over the years.
Well, Henny is does my audio, every program. He cleans it up, edits it, and puts it up online for our listeners to go to, and he's just been invaluable in that regard, and a great friend, and he's just a remarkable fellow.
He is. He really is. And, honey, we're just honored to know you here at the Power Hour and have you listen to our show. Anything else you'd like to add? I'm glad to hear you eat hummus, too.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I grew up on that. My mother made hummus ever since I was young, and tabbouleh, if you're both familiar with that.
Yeah. It's really, wonderful food, and it keeps it literally keeps you healthy. How else can I say it?
Yeah, absolutely. The Mediterranean diet, and it's just such a tragedy what's happened to Palestine and the area, and you know, just the natural way of life that has been.
What's been done to your people is beyond belief in terms of horror. And these perpetrators continue to skate free. That's because they have such control through so many devious means of the planet and most of its political process.
We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Thank you, Henny, for calling in today. We appreciate you. We'll be back with Jeff Rentz. Final segment coming up with the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Final segment today with Jeff Rentz, the Jeff Rentz, ladies and gentlemen. Rentz.com and RentzNews.com. RentzNews.com, is that correct? Did I say that right?
Rentz.com and RentzRadio.com for the network.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Radio.
You.
Sure.
And I appreciate Hanny Hanna calling all the way in from South Korea today, 54 minutes after the hour. What stories or what, you know, when you were on Talk Radio Network or Premiere, now Premiere, by the way, is the one that George Norrie is on, ladies and gentlemen, or Coast to Coast.
Right.
What kinds of stories did they call you into the office for?
Oh, my. Well, I had been an independent, and people kept asking me to send a tape to TRN, or rather Premier, and I did, and they called me down and said, we've been looking for 2.5 years for you, blah, blah, blah. So I went to work. One of the first programs I did was on aspartame and how deadly it is for you and how it got passed by the most corrupt process imaginable. Even the scientist who invented it, discovered it, said it should not be put in the American food diet.
Mm-hmm.
I did a program on that. The next day I was called into the vice president's office, and he said, don't ever do a program on aspartame again. Coca-Cola was in our Chicago office at 8 o'clock this morning.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, there is your answer. That's just one of the stories. Let's go to John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you're on with Jeff Rentz. Go ahead, please.
Well, I want to thank both of you for all of your efforts and your information. They're great.
Thank you.
Jeff, I drink raw kefir from raw milk right out of the cow, and the food they're fed is as organic as you can get without, you know, eliminating all the chemtrail fallout. And then the beef I eat is raised the same way. And I just get so much from my kefir, and the meat I feel is I'm getting the nutrition that is supposed to be there naturally.
Okay, do you have a question for Jeff?
Well, I just wanted to comment on this comment about the meat that you buy in the store and the milk products. I totally agree with you. They're totally corrupt, and I would totally avoid those. I just want to...
All right, we get the point. Thank you very much. David in Alabama, we're running out of time. David in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Jeff Rentz. Oops, he dropped off. Let's go to Steve in Missouri. Steve in Missouri, you're on the air with Jeff Rentz.
Hi, Joyce and Jeff. Thanks for your show.
Hi there.
Jeff, I just wanted you, if you could say a few words about the incredible book, Hellstorm, by Thomas Goodrich.
Yeah,
and the awful treatment the German people endured.
It's a must-read book. It gives people a real insight into what World War II was about and what the Soviet Union was about. They don't understand that Uncle Joe Stalin was not a good guy. Communism, Bolshevism, Zionism, socialism, all out of the same basket, the same thing. Not a good thing. They're trying to impose communism and Zionism, of course, behind it in America. Be very, very careful of that.
Okay, and the name of that book again?
Hellstorm.
Hellstorm, okay. Cecil in Tennessee, final caller for Jeff Rentz today. Cecil, go ahead, quickly.
Mr. Rentz, what do you make of the prophecies given through Edgar Cayce regarding the United States, Russia, and China?
They seem to be coming true, don't they? He said one day Russia would be the light to the world, and right now it's very much appearing to be true.
All right. Thank you very much, Cecil, for the phone call. We're so pleased to have had Jeff Rentz on the show today. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to RentzRadio.com and find out how you can listen to the show. Go to Rentz.com. Incredible news there. And, Jeff, I just want to inspire you or to encourage you to please continue doing what you're doing. We need you out there, and we need that voice to tell us
Thank
the truth.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you. One quick thing. If you do eat beef or dairy, do it the way that gentleman described, organic grass fed, and just be humane about it.
Good
Thank
point.
You, Joyce, very much.
Thank you.
Bless you. Take care.
You have a blessed day. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. Dr. Ted Brower will be on the air tomorrow with his guest, and they will be talking. He will be talking to Paul McGuire on prophecy, a prophecy of the future of America, and Joshua Hart on smart meters. And Dr. Sherry Rogers will be back with me on Wednesday, along with Martin Patella. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember the 20% off almost sale at the Power Mall. Give us a call. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.